Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
The boys are back for another basketball instant reaction show. But before we get in there, have to give a shout out to our friends at MyBookie. It's not every day where you can double your money, but at MyBookie, you can double it thanks to their double deposit bonus for all new users. With MyBookie double deposit bonus, when you sign up at MyBookie.ag using promo code SPORTSDRINK, you can double your deposit up to $1,000. That's going to put you in great shape to bet Monday Night Football as the Patriots take on the Bills for a battle for the AFC East. Remember, use promo code SPORTSDRINK for a double deposit up to $1,000. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie. Also, we're still rocking with Symbol, so if you want to invest sports knowledge, head over to Symbol today. Use promo code BOYS for a 100% deposit risk-free. That means even if you don't like Symbol or decide that it isn't for you, you get your deposit 100%, no questions asked. Join the over 7,000 early adopters investing in their sports knowledge. If your team wins, you get paid. And remember, when you buy low and sell high, you cash out with profit over at Symbol. Remember, use promo code BOYS for a risk-free deposit up to $1,000. Now, here's the live show.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you. Why? Basketball's coming to town. Basketball's coming to town. Basketball's are coming to town. Scott's making a list. Grant's checking it twice. They're gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Basketball's are coming to town. Basketball's are coming to town. Basketball's are coming to town.
Ooh, ho, 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 boys.
The boys are back. The boys are back for another Spotify Green Room live show. K-State 71, Albany 43. I'm not going to try to gas up Albany because they're not good, but this is a team that played Kentucky pretty tight until the end, and Kentucky ran away late. They're 1-6. My guess is they're not going to get a lot of wins, but you know what? Taking care of business and absolutely killing these bad teams is better than what we've seen in the past for these games. It's good to see it happen. Oklahoma State went down. They lost to Wichita, lost versus Wichita. So a big game coming up on Sunday. I will be at Intrust Bank Arena to see the Cats take on the Shockers for the first time since 2003. I'll run through the box score real quick. Your starters were Ish Massoud, Casey Easyagu, Nigel Pack, Mark Smith, Mike McGurl. Nigel Pack led all players in scoring with 17. Mark Smith with 14. Ish had 2 points. Eziagu, 8 points. McGurl, 6. Selton Miguel with 12 off the bench. Marquise Noel with 6 off the bench. Davion Bradford, 4 off the bench. Logan Landers, no points. Luke Kasupke, only 2 points. Two guys with 10 rebounds, Mark Smith and Selton Miguel, both with double-doubles. You had Selton Miguel, Nigel Pack, and Mike McGurl all with 3 assists. You know, all in all, good game. Definitely sloppier than you want it to be, but we will definitely get into it. Did have 16 turnovers to only 15 assists. That's not good. Not good at all. But you did have good defense. Held them to 31% shooting from the field and under 6% from 3. We'll get folks up on stage to get quick take hot takes. Really, my biggest kind of takeaway, the good, would be, you know, you're seeing guys step up, hit shots, get buckets, putting these bad teams down. I think we saw a lot of the time in the past not being able to do that. The bad, definitely the turnovers. Again, when you have more turnovers than assists, that's a very easy thing to say, hey, that sucks. That's not good. And then again, I'm starting to get a little concerned with Ish Masood, and I'm starting to think Luke Kasupke may never be a guy who can get, you know, buckets, you know, but we'll kind of move into what everyone else wants to talk about. We're going to start with my guy out in California, Cali Mike. Cali Mike, give me any quick takes or any hot takes on this game. You got to love the big win, but there's plenty of stuff to be critical of if you want to be. So just walk me through your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they started out pretty slow and, you know, never nervous, but, you know, it just didn't look so good in that first, you know, 10 or so minutes. And then they started to get hot. Obviously, Pack is, you know, a force to be reckoned with every game. He's as expected. I share your concerns with Masood and Kasupke. Kasupke's probably getting far more minutes than he probably should be. I don't really get that. And McGurl is still showing his flashes of inconsistency. So that's a concern as well. But you know what? I'm standing by my hot take from Thanksgiving in that K-State's going to rip off 5 wins. We're 2 down, 3 more to go.
Yeah, and, you know, especially the next 2 are going to be massive. Trey said it in the chat, and I do think it is fair to point out. I agree. I think Luke's defense is pretty good. He's definitely not a liability on the defensive end, so that's fine. But again, if you look at Luke, I mean, he's not afraid to shoot it. I'm gonna pull up the box score real quick again. Kasupke put up 5 shots, only hit 1 of them. You know, again, that's more shots than Eziagu put up, more than Ish put up, more than Bradford put up, more than Landers put up, only 1 less than what Marquise Noel put up. So, you know, I get it. He did have 2 assists, so I'll give him credit for that. Let's see. The stats are also getting put in as we speak. Marquise Noel and Mike McGurl both had 2 steals as well, so that is good to see. We'll go down to Cole next. Cole, walk me through your thoughts on that game, and, you know, if you want to, give me a little prediction if you want for Sunday. First time playing the Shockers since 2003.
Oh, man. I don't know. I love my white shoes. That's for one thing for sure. I love my white shoes. Kind of my quick reaction for the game. I agree. Kasupke is kind of scaring me a little bit. I don't know. I'd like to see Carlton Lagarde get some more minutes, but I don't know if he's 100% yet. And then I'd like to make a little bit of a hot take right now, early in the season. I think Marquise Noel could make a run for that steal record. I think Barry Brown has that one. Maybe. And then, man, Sunday, that game really scares me. Wichita State, they're looking pretty good, and it would really suck to lose that one. But I think we'll pull through in a close one.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm going to be there. I really, for my own ego, for my own fandom, I really need that win. Something I do kind of want to throw out there, get my own thoughts. People who are listening, you know, to the RSS feed, anyone who's here in the show can also give thoughts. I'm starting to get a little bit nervous about Davion Bradford and how long it's going to take him to get back to 100%. I've never had pneumonia. I've never gone through anything similar to that, but the guy still looks sluggish. He was efficient. He got 2 of his 3 buckets, got 6 rebounds, but he did get 3 fouls, wasn't out there a lot. I really need to see him, you know, get back to that, you know, dude that we saw at the end of last year, because I think he can be a real guy for us, and we're going to need him in the next 2 games. But those are just some of my thoughts on Davion. We'll go down to Kansas, Mike. Mike, give me your thoughts on the game, and if you have any thoughts on the upcoming game versus Shockers.
Yeah, I mean, it was – oh, no, are we
– no, I got you.
Gotcha. Okay, it's still showing – it's showing me a mute thing on my picture, but whatever. Yeah, no, I think it was great to, you know, be up by as much as we were in the second half, so you get to rotate people in to at least know, get some more data points, see what they've got both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, especially coming up against Wichita State next. And as far as they go, we were flipping back and forth on those games, and even though Wichita State ended up winning by, I think it was 11 points over Oklahoma State, it was a back and forth game, and they went on a 10-point run at the end. So I don't know, if kind of felt like Oklahoma State just, yeah, really choked it away at the end there. So I don't know. There's probably opportunity for us. I'd pick the Cats, because why not?
Yeah, no, Wichita State definitely is not unbeatable. I think that is going to be a good game, and really hoping to come out on top. Going to go to Zach. Zach, give me your thoughts on this game. Never in doubt. I think we handle things pretty well, but turnovers are a concern for me. What do you come away from that game thinking?
I'm happy with this game, honestly. Turnovers were bad, but I mean, the thing is they're playing a really bad team, and I think they were just kind of thinking they could, you know, waltz through the game, and they cleaned it up. They cleaned it up before the end of the game and played an excellent second half. I was really happy with the way they played, and we're playing some stretches of like vintage good Bruce teams basketball, you know, what we'd see in like 2019, 2013. So I think we are much improved this season. I was looking into like results from the last couple of years, and we only have 1 win over 25 points in the last 2 seasons, and we have 2 in the back-to-back games. So take that for whatever it's worth.
That's a great stat. Thank you for bringing that up. That's good. What else do you got?
I was just going to say Wichita State is very, very concerning to me. They're just a disciplined basketball team, and we're going on the road to Intrust, and their psycho fans are probably going to be – it's going to be like a Super Bowl to them. It's going to be rowdy inside of Intrust. I don't like our odds, unfortunately.
Yeah, I will be going to the game, and just due to some scheduling stuff, Grant can't record Sunday night, so I will be recording a show, a solo show, after that game most likely. So I'll give my thoughts on that. I think it is going to be interesting. I think, if I remember reading everything correctly, I think K-State got 3,000 tickets to sell, because that's the one in Intrust. When it's in the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, Wichita State will get 3,000 to sell. The rest will be through K-State or the arena itself. I got my tickets
from interest. So I will not be sitting in whatever the K-State section is. I think it'll be a very interesting crowd. I think it will be hostile, the ones wearing yellow. I think there will be a little bit more purple in the arena than some are thinking. But again, won't really know till you get in there. It's going to be an interesting game. For the longest time, I did not want to play Wichita State. I didn't think the series was a good idea, but I do find myself very excited for that game. And then also something to follow up on what Zach said. So I said earlier in the game or in this live show that we had 16 turnovers. Well, we had 11 in the first half, so we really did tone them down in the second. So shout out to Zach for calling that out. We'll go to Steven next. Steven, give me your thoughts on the game. Any looking forward to Wichita State that you will, want to get out there? Just any quick takes or hot takes that you might have for us?
Well, I was actually going to mention the differential in the turnovers in the first half and second half. I didn't hear whoever else said that. My point was just going to be that it was nice to see improvement in that. My thoughts on this team generally are that I really like the athleticism, and all the new guys I think are all relatively good, and they just haven't meshed yet. They've only played, what, 6 games at this point, so turnovers are going to happen. They still got to learn to play with each other on the floor and all the different combinations and stuff. So early in the season, that's not super concerning. I'm glad they pulled away in the second half, as they should have.
Definitely. All right. So I want to get everyone's take real quick, everyone who's up on stage, and shout out. We got 3 folks listening in plus 14 guests. To the guests who are just listening in, download Spotify Green Room so you can come up and talk to us and not just listen. So we'll be going live after the Marquette game next week. So I want to give you guys a question, and this is going to be on Mark Smith. A lot has been made of Mark Smith the last couple weeks. You know, he received a lot of heckling from Illinois fans in Kansas City. Some folks kind of thought he came up flat in Kansas City, but he followed that up with back-to-back double-doubles. And really, for a good chunk of that second half, really took over the game. So just give me your thoughts. We're, 6 games into the Mark Smith super senior year at K-State. Just give me your thoughts on him. We'll start out on the West Coast with Cali Mike. Cali Mike, what are your thoughts on Mark Smith?
I think Mark Smith is a tremendous pickup for us. You know, I mean, I think the biggest issue with these transfer players is they come in and you don't know if they're going to mesh right away. It takes some time to get used to the rest of the team. And I mean, I guess you could say that with Bruce's team, there's always a new look. All these players have to get used to each other. But, you know, I think he's coming into his own. And I think that, you know, our quote unquote trade for Gordon to Mizzou, we came out on the top end of that deal. He's looking legit in my mind.
Yeah, I agree with you. I especially like how he can take spurts where he basically takes over the game. We'll go to Zach next. Zach, what are your thoughts on Mark Smith, especially the last 2 games, and what type of guy do you think he's going to be for us in some of these high-profile games we got next?
So I love Mark Smith. I think that's a phenomenal addition. I really commend the staff for getting him. There was a lot of Illinois fans in our mentions on Twitter, like K-State men's basketball, when we announced his transfer. And I don't know what he could have possibly have done as an 18-year-old at Illinois to make them so angry with him. And I thought they acted very I was at the game against Illinois. They were acting just horribly. I mean, I was embarrassed for them. I mean, it was just pathetic. But I'm not going to get into that too much. I really like Mark Smith's addition. He can take over the game when he wants to. But the thing is I think he's kind of like Dean Wade a bit. And he's not nearly as talented, but he has to be like begged to make the moves. Like, he knows he can do it, but it's like he's afraid to do it. And we need him to be more aggressive, because I think he could be 15 points per game.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend that K-State fans are, like, even keeled on Twitter, social media, or even when games are going on. But I don't think we've ever reacted to someone like they did to Mark Smith. So it really was a weird look for Illinois fans. So I'll double down on that. And I like that comparison of Dean Wade in the fact that you have to kind of beg him or basically draw stuff up to get him going. And then once he gets going, it really is a game changer. So I really like that comparison. We'll go to Cole next. Cole, what are your thoughts on Mark Smith? Back-to-back double-doubles. A lot of talk about him possibly being the leading rebounder for this team. What do you think about that challenge from Bruce, and what do you expect from him in the two big games next?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I'd like to say, as far as, like, the Illinois fans go, I kind of had a neutral perspective on their fan base going into that game. I just thought it was kind of weird. Like, there's a school in between your school that he's been to before our school, and you're out here at a game, at a neutral site, booing this kid because he left your school. I don't know. Kind of made me think negatively of their fan base. But Mark Smith himself, the guy, I think he's going to be certified dog this year. I think he's definitely going to be the rebound leader. It just seems like he's always there fighting for one, even though he's not like necessarily the biggest guy out there. He's going to scrap his way to a couple more double-doubles this year. And I think these next few games are really going to be pivotal on him and how he performs. I wouldn't say necessarily he needs to score like 15, 20 points, but, you know, if he's out there being a dog, making plays, you know, getting those loose balls, I think that's what's going to win us these next few.
Awesome. All right, Steven, give me any final thoughts on Mark Smith, and then we'll have a closing question for tonight's Quick Take Hot Take live reaction show.
I'm just real happy with I didn't see the game on Saturday. Sounds like he played well, which is great. Obviously played really well in the second half today. And it's just nice to have that, I guess, veteran presence or whatever in the locker room, if you will. Just an older guy that can kind of guide everyone. And he's above average athletically. He's a good shooter. And yeah, if you can get him going, he's just a great addition to this team. I'm a big fan.
All right. The wrap up question before we call tonight on this instant reaction, you can give me either just a final hot take, quick take from the game. But what I also want to hear is a prediction for the next two games. That is Sunday in Intrust Arena versus the Shockers, and then Wednesday night, 8 p.m., it's a late one, versus the Marquette Eagles. And then also tell me, who do you think is going to be the guy that steps up to lead the team if we're going to have a good showing in those two games? So we'll start with Cali Mike. Cali Mike, any final takes from this game, prediction on the next two, and who do you think is really going to step up in these two big games?
All right, I'd say final take from this game. It was a nice way to close it out with a pretty dominant win overall after starting slow. So that's going to take us with some momentum into the next two games. Obviously, I predicted it before. I'm going to say we've got two wins in the next two games. I think against Wichita State, Nigel Pack is going to be our guy to lead the team. And then against Marquette, it's going to be Smith coming up strong.
I love it. All right, we'll go to Cole. Cole, any final takes from this game, prediction for the next two, and who will be the guys who step up for the Cats in those games?
Final take for this game. Honestly, the Albany, the Great Dane logo, I love it. So, you know, cool logo, guys. And these next few games, I'm predicting two wins for us, and I think we're going to see Marquise DeWell step up one game, and then Nigel Pack is going to step up.
I love it. Zach, final takes, prediction on the next two, and who do you think is going to step up in those games?
My final take really is just, I really think we are a lot better than last season. And I know a lot of people are hesitant to go there. I mean, to be fair, the bar is like
very low.
He's swinging the ground. So that's. But I really think this is like similar to a team that we had in like 2014. We went like a 9 seed, and then 2017-18. As for next week, I guess technically Sunday, I think we split. I know that that's a bit of a bummer to hear, but I think we split, and I think it's going to be Wichita State in a close loss, and then I think we come back and handily beat Marquette. I think we're going to feed off of the students. We'll get into it a little bit.
I love it. And who's going to step up in those games for us? Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to keep it simple. Nigel Pack, I mean, he's literally guaranteed 15 a night at least.
Yeah, and I loved – and we didn't really talk much about Nigel Pack because it's almost become kind of like old hat. But the guy, when he's open, he's going to drain it. And it's great to have one of those guys on the team. And then we're going to end the night with Jake. I kept pestering him, trying to get him up here. Jake Gordon, one of my favorite dudes on Twitter. Jake, just give me a take from the game, and then we'll just kind of get the exit questions from you. Prediction for Wichita State and Marquette, and who do you think is going to step up in those games, and then we'll call it a night.
Yeah, COVID was a bad thing, but last season I really liked the golf polos that Bruce and staff was wearing. So tonight, another good look from Bruce.
So timeout. I'm going to have to cut you off. Like Bruce, it was okay, but I hate the gray polo with the black stripe. So I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. That's definitely an opinion thing, but I do not agree with you on this one.
Okay, maybe not the best look tonight, but overall the golf polos should stay at least until maybe for Big 12 play we go back to suit and tie. I'm going to let them decide that. But for the next two games, I have the Cats winning both of them by a combined 180 points.
Oh, Cats by 90.
And then, yeah, Pack leads the way both games, so.
I love it. I'll take that. I'll take that right now. So that's all we got tonight. Remember, we will be going live next Wednesday after that Marquette game. I'll have a live show that will drop – or not a live show, a show that will drop in your feed on Monday. Check out our sponsors. My bookie, use promo code SPORTSDRINK for 100% deposit match. Get over to Symbol, promo code BOYS to make your deposit risk-free. And, of course, Spotify Green Room. We're going live every week. Next week will be Wednesday after the Marquette game. We love you guys. Another win for the Cats. And, boys, we have a big one on Sunday. So if you can, get in the arena down in Wichita. I'll be there. If you can't, have fun on Twitter, especially if we win. Let's troll the hell out of Wichita State and have some fun. So we love you. If Grant was here, he'd say, meet me at the Cat Ed. I'll tell everyone, happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish listeners. Merry Christmas. It's right around the corner. Have some fun this week, and go Cats.
Dashing through the snow. 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 Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobs are ringing, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle, jingle bells.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lame, misfortune seemed his life. We got into a drifted bank, and then we got upset.
Upset?
J-
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jing, jing, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jing, jing, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle, jingle.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight! Woo!
Sports Social Podcast Network.